The opening movement of Circus Music by Ton der Toast, performed in the K-Bach Performance Studio by the Driftwood Quintet. Oboist Jamie Rivers, alto saxophonist Morgan Music, bassoonist Ben Paley, bass clarinetist Dominique Holly, and clarinetist Melissa Malark. They'll be performing on the Mirage Summer Concert Series at Mesa Arts Center this Saturday evening at 7:30. Welcome to all of you.
Hi, thanks for having us. We're really excited to be here today.
Great, we're excited to have you. Dominique Holly is the founder and director of the ensemble. What a unique sound. It's not your standard wind quintet, flute, oboe, clarinet, bassoon, and horn. Tell us how and when the ensemble was founded, and then why it's called the Driftwood Quintet.
Yeah, no, it's like you said, most people, when they see an ensemble that contains wind or reed instruments, they think about the woodwind quintet, which has a French horn instead of a saxophone, and instead of a flute, we have a bass clarinet. So already we have a much lower, deeper resonant sound than what a normal woodwind quintet would have. And it's actually a fairly new ensemble. The first reed quintet was by a group named Califax from Amsterdam. They started that ensemble in around the 1960s, and they were the first one. You know, we don't often have the first version of an ensemble in music history, but they were the first one. And ever since then, they've been advocating for the reed quintet, and I think it's been kind of an exponential growth where every year it seems like two or three more pop up. So now, you know, 40 years ago where there was one or two around the country, now we have reed quintets multiple in different cities, multiple universities have multiple reed quintets, and it's a really fantastic way to explore repertoire.
Now, what attracted you to this particular combination? You play bass clarinet, which is not part of the standard woodwind quintet, right?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of like a selfish pursuit because my favorite instrument to play is bass clarinet. You know, I originally majored in the regular soprano clarinet that most people see, but I really wanted an outlet so I could play and perform on bass clarinet regularly. And I remember, actually, I saw the Air Force Band reed quintet come through at ASU while I was there, and I said, you know, that's a great ensemble. I'd like to learn more about that. And so that kind of sparked the bug for me. And then from there, I'm like, cool, let's get this group together. And I found my friends, Melissa and Ben. They're the other founding members with me, the clarinet and the bassoon player. And from there, it was really just kind of off to the races, because one of the really exciting things about reed quintet, especially when I first started participating in this type of ensemble, is that there wasn't a lot of music written for it. And I really wanted to have a group where that was the case, so we would be forced to, you know, to arrange our own music, commission pieces, and kind of just play whatever we wanted to hear ourselves without the preconceived expectations. Whether, you know, because if you're in a string quartet, people expect to hear Mozart, Beethoven, Bach. Well, those composers didn't write for us, so you can't expect us to play that music right off the bat. So it was really fun territory to enter.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And Melissa is an arranger for the quintet. She's a very fine clarinetist, as you just heard. And we have two of her arrangements coming up next. Melissa, what inspired you to make these arrangements?
An interesting thing about the arrangements that we're going to hear is that we're going to hear actually my very first arrangement for the group. It's selections from Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition. I chose that one because it's just one of my all-time favorite works. orchestral works, of course, even though it started as a piano work. But also I chose it because it's a piece I just like know inside and out. I had written like a big long paper on it, and I was like, if I were to get into arranging, why don't I start with something I really know? You know, this is my first time arranging anything. My most recent arrangements have been focusing on underrepresented women historically.
Yeah, and the arrangement you're going to play is the first movement of Teresa Carreño's string quartet. What attracted you to her specifically?
Teresa Carreño was like a really great find, and that piece is so interesting and has so many textures and colors, and it's a piece that like sounds even more interesting when you take it from strings and put it into winds, and you like get to feel those textures now with the wind colors.
Well, let's hear the Driftwood Quintet, two arrangements by Melissa Malork, the first movement of the string quintet in B minor by Teresa Carreño, and three movements from Modest Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, right here on 89.5 KBOC.
Thank you.
Promenade, the Old Castle, and Tuileries from Pictures at an Exhibition by Modest Mussorgsky. And before that, the first movement of Teresa Carreño's String Quartet in B minor. We hear the Driftwood Quintet here in the KBOK Performance Studio. Oboist Jamie Rivers, alto saxophonist Morgan Music, bassoonist Ben Paley, bass clarinetist Dominique Holly, and clarinetist Melissa Malork, who made those terrific arrangements. Before you play your next pieces, Dominique, why the name Driftwood Quintet? Is it a play on words with the woodwinds, at least the woodwinds in the ensemble?
So I think I mentioned before how the group is kind of a reflection of our individual interests, you know? And I think for me as a founding member of the group, when I was picking a name, I'm a very nerdy person. I like fantasy stories. I like folklore. And for some reason, when I thought of a reed quintet, I thought of like the image of an ent, which like from Lord of the Rings are those giant walking trees, you know, and all of our instruments, you know, are made around this idea of the reed, you know, that comes from Cain. So like driftwood just sounded like, it gave me that like imagination of something grand and like old. And then I sometimes, when you think of driftwood in the desert, you know, that's not something you really think about. So it's kind of like, I don't know, like an almost like an oxymoron. So it's just a kind of a mix of inspirations that came in. And I think when I landed on that name, it just kind of like stuck out to me. Driftwood Quintet, you know.
Yeah, that's, I was thinking about the desert and yeah. Driftwood and how incongruous it was, but it makes a lot of sense.
And
it kind of
ties in, you know, with how we exist in our musical landscape, you know. We're kind of oddballs in some of the music we play, some of the places we play at. But wherever we're at, when you see us, you kind of remember us. So,
yeah. Well, and you've talked about earlier about arranging new music because the Reed Quintet's a fairly new ensemble. And next, you've got some video game music, which is in itself a pretty new genre of music.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, you know, when we think about, you know, the old historic composers like Mozart, Beethoven, Bach, you know, they were writing music based on the popular tunes they were hearing during their times. And I think right now for us, in pop culture, some of the most iconic, memorable melodies and themes come from movies and video games. You know, people might not always know the name John Williams. They might not always know the name Kazumi Totaka, who's our next composer. But they definitely know the themes from their works. And it just kind of permeates through society. So this first piece we're going to play was arranged by our bassoon player Ben, and it's the Wii Suite, you know, and you hear this tune all throughout pop culture. You know, it pops up in the back of every TikTok and Instagram video. If you see someone wandering around looking lost, this music is probably going to be playing in the background. So we have the Wii Suite. Ben arranged a full suite of the Wii themes. Today we're just going to play two of them for you. But yeah,
that's great. And then you've brought in a special guest as well, A.J. O'Neill, who's a singer-songwriter, and we'll be concluding with her song Wildflower Season. So another something unusual to add to the genre that you're already adding things to.
You know, one of my largest inspirations when it comes to chamber music is the Kronos Quartet. And I think one of the things that makes the Kronos Quartet stand out so much is not just the music they did on their own, but the people and the artists they collaborated with. That's really inspired how we've existed. So it's almost become synonymous and expected of us when people come to a concert for there to be at least some sort of collaboration or some new thing happening. And so, you know, I've been listening to AJ's music for a good while before I even had the pleasure of meeting her. And so when we got asked to perform on this series, I was like, okay, let me go down my bucket list of artists I would love to collaborate with. And it seemed like the perfect chance for us to be able to work with AJ. And luckily, Ben is such an amazing arranger when it comes to a lot of our pop music stuff. That's normally Ben's handiwork. So it's really a treat for me personally for us to be able to play a number of pieces with her on the Mesa concert and then one piece with you tonight.
Yeah, and it's a treat to have you all here on KBOK. It's a real pleasure having you in the studio. Oh, we'll round out this edition of the program with two movements from Kazuki Totaka's Wii Suite and then Wildflower Season by A.J. O'Neill. And A.J. is here to sing that with the Driftwood Quintet right here in the KBOK Performance Studio on 89.5 KBOK. Thank you.
it hurt me and it scared me, so I try not to give you a reason to leave. Then I awoke to your love, oh so pleasing, and I knew one thing would always be true. I love you best during a wildflower season. Honey, there's nobody sweeter than you. Come back.
Singer-songwriter A.J. O'Neill joining four-fifths of the Driftwood Quintet with an arrangement of her song Wildflower Season. And before that, we heard two movements of the Wee Suite by Kazumi Totaka. The Driftwood Quintet is comprised of oboist Jamie Rivers, alto saxophonist Morgan Music, bassoonist Ben Paley, who made those arrangements, bass clarinetist Dominique Holly, and clarinetist Melissa Malork from the KBOC Performance Studio. Thanks to all of you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
You can learn more about the Driftwood Quintet at their website, driftwoodquintet.com. Their next concert will take place Saturday evening at 7:30 at Mesa Arts Center as part of the Mirage Summer Concert Series. You can purchase tickets at mesaartscenter.com and at the door. I'm Greg Kustraba. You can hear this interview and performance again at our website, performance.kbok.org.